Any questions?
You guys don't mess around, do you, in May?
What's that?
You don't mess around too much in May, do you?
What do you mean by that?
Well, their workout's pretty
speed. Yeah, it's good tempo, good speed. You know, it's our second week of putting in our 7-day installation, so the players have a little idea of what we're looking for, the tempo. I thought we had a good practice.
Your chance to watch Hickson at all, Mike, as he comes back from his injury?
Yeah, he's looking very good. His injury is healed. He's practicing at full speed. Looks quite good.
Coach, throw the attention on Jay. How is Patrick?
Pardon me? Patrick Ramsey's come in. Done an excellent job. You know, he's a student of the game. You know, he's got a lot of experience out there. You know, still learning a different system, different terminology, but I've been very impressed with the way he's handled himself and the way he's played. And to address the situation that happened last week, we talked about David Kirkus and we talked about the scenario that existed with him. And David came to me and said, "Hey, coach, I guarantee you, I did not take this first swing. I defended myself. I probably used poor judgment being at the wrong place at the wrong time." I said, "Well, David, I'll give you a chance to take a lie detector test." And he wanted to do that. And he passed it with flying colors. So he will be on our football team. Took it Friday at 10 o'clock. Obviously, somebody that does it for a living, FBI agent, took it. Very experienced in that area. Obviously, a person that does it for a living. And he gave us the results. And I asked the tough questions about did you defend yourself? Did you take the first swing? And or, you know, who took the first swing? And there's three or four questions that are asked different ways. And according to the person that took it, 100%.
Is that reassuring to you?
Well, if not, he wouldn't be with us. If he flunked the test, he would not be with us. I felt very good about, I mean, he wanted to take the test. He said, "Coach, if I flunk it, I won't be on this football team. If I do pass it, obviously I'll be on this team." I said, "Hey, that's fair enough for me. Anybody that wants to go in there and take a lie detector test and his career is based on if it comes out positive or negative, I get a good feeling he defended himself."
Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, I've done it a number of times.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And every time I've had a couple situations in college where people have, something was missing. And we had an idea of maybe the people that were involved, and it's been very good for us through the years, or at least my experience with it.
Never had anybody flunk?
Pardon me?
Nobody's ever flunked.
Oh, yeah. They flunked. Yeah. They weren't with us.